frustrating evening, mate. We went looking fantastic going forward, didn't we? Score three and still don't get anything out of the game.
Yeah. Look, someone's reading out that score and then you hear St Ives Town three. Before you hear Kettering Town, how many they scored, you're expecting it to be a home win. And if you score three goals at home against a team like Kettering, you should be winning. And we've conceded four. And that sums up our season, Nigel. You know, I've said we've been conceding too many goals. And if you're conceding twos, you might nick points. If you're conceding threes, you ain't going to win. If you're conceding fours, you're definitely not going to win. And you know, I thought our concentration was better. I thought our defending from open play was better. Yet today we get done by four set plays. Everyone. Four set plays. Yep. Two corners, two wide throws into the box, and you know, no one attacks the ball. And it's not like we're a small team. It's not like we're a young team. It's not like we're an inexperienced team. We've got players that have played 700, 300, 200 games in our back four. We've got three centre-halves inside the back four. We've got two centre-forward players today, 1'6", 1'6", five players that can go and head the ball, yet they've scored four goals from set plays.
Yep.
That's poor. Very, very poor. And, you know, it's okay saying, you know, from last year, you know, we need to be a bit more better in possession. We need to have a bit more, pose a bit more threat going forwards, and you know, we need to score a few more goals, and you try and address that in the summer by signing players, yet now we're just shipping goals for fun. And do you know what, I'd rather play poorly and keep clean sheets and give yourself a better chance of winning than playing this open expansive football where in actual fact in possession you're very good. And I thought today in possession we were better than Kettering. And you know, you still lose the game. It's you know, we're gonna, if we don't start learning and putting things right quickly, we're just going to become this soft touch team, the nearly team that's got a really good squad of players but can't win games of football. And you know, I'm desperate to win games, and I want my players to be desperate to win games, and we need to start to be better.
We'll get back to that way of finding a solid back line that ain't going to concede goals.
It is a solid back line. You know, that if you look at Saturday's game, the first one where someone slips over, the second one's a direct free kick that he scores from, and the third one's an error. And you know, we from open play we're not that bad, and today box to box I thought this is a very good Kettering side.
It
and
is,
our goalkeeper,
yeah,
I don't think to make a save is he made one in the first half where he makes a great save, and possibly one at his near post in the second half, but they haven't caused us too many problems from open play, yet we've conceded four goals. And you know, it's been the same back four for the last few games, and no matter what we seem to do, no matter what we seem to say, it's always something different. And today it just happens to be set plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, next week it might be something else. But we have to address it. You know, Thursday night we're going to have to work on it, because in actual fact, going to Stourbridge on Sunday, they've got three big boys that are very good at attacking the ball. They're very dangerous from set plays. They've got a lad that can throw the ball for miles, so they'll be bombarding our box. And we're going to have to do a lot of defending inside our 18-yard box from set plays and long throws on Sunday. And you know, the frustrating thing is, if we defend like we did today on Sunday, we're going to get knocked out of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, you know, we should be looking at Sunday's game and going there and saying, you know what, in possession we're doing really well, we're creating chances, we'll go there and look to try and win the game. And it's okay being good going forward, but if you're poor defensively, well, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, mind you, that's all the negative. On the positive side, Danny Kelly took his hat trick well.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, I've got to be honest, I thought he was unplayable at times. I thought he's the little break at the weekend, come back. You know, we didn't know if he was going to be leggy, if he was going to be fit, but he come back like a man possessed.
Looked sharp,
the first
didn't
one
he?
Was
very
a great
sharp.
Hit. I thought he was excellent in his performance. But like, you know, I think that Lewis Hilliard was good. I thought Pete Clark was good. I thought our two wide players were good. I thought in possession going forward, we played very, very well.
We were threatening.
You know, we caused them all sorts of problems. And even at 4-3, the last one that goes into Hawley gets on the half turn, you know, and it gets blocked. And, you know, we could have still nicked a point. And against Kettering, if you're saying we could have nicked a point, and you've conceded four, you're doing something right going forwards, but
definitely.
We've just got to stop conceding so many goals.
Oh well, FA Cup Sunday, mate.
Yeah,
let's look forward to that.
No, we'll train Thursday, and we'll look at a few things in a few areas, and we'll try and improve, and we'll try and go there on Sunday and replicate what we've done in possession, but be better out of possession, and hopefully, you know, give ourselves a chance of winning.
That's it. Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers,
Nigel. Cheers.